You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me is a certain heavyweight, Daniel Dubois, promoter Frank Warren, and trainer and manager Martin Bowers. How are we all? All good?
We're all good.
All good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. I think the first place to start is, Daniel, the current state of your eye, how is it?
It's fine. I've had the all clear from the doctors, so I'm just starting back training and looking to be out, just taking it easy for a few months, working on things in the gym, and then when we have a date confirmed, then we're ready to go.
Frank, every time I spoke to you kind of over the past few months about Daniel, and getting him back out is always dependent on that eye. So from that being said, when are we looking for Daniel's return?
I think the end of May, early June, but we've got a couple of dates in mind. But end of May would be the ideal date for everybody.
Martin, on board with that as well, yeah?
Yeah, perfect, yeah. May looks good. I mean, obviously I won't be training Dan, he's moved on. But again, this is all about Dan's career and not any individuals.
Yeah, well, we'll come on to that in a brief while, but obviously, this is the first time I spoke to you since the fight with Joe, Daniel. So, do want to quickly reflect back upon it. When you look back at your preparation for that fight with Joyce, did it all go as expected? All was good?
Maybe a few things could have been better. Maybe I missed a few things, but I'm just going to go back to the drawing board, as they say, and work on everything that, you know, from my weight to everything, my skills and everything. I've got to top up and get ready again.
Was there anything different in preparation for that fight compared to your other fights?
Well, maybe...
It's a hotel, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Going in the pod and all that, yeah. It was a different experience.
Yeah, probably the last 4 or 5 days was a bit awkward, but up to that point I thought it was all good and I think we ticked most of the boxes. I think we ticked all the boxes. I think we had good sparring. And, you know, if you look at the scorecard, Stan was in front. That's all you can do. You can't do no more than that.
But you know what? It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, it's yesterday. It's all over. All that matters now is the future. And that's what's got to be focused on. You learn from yesterday. You know, how many times all of us have sat here and said, oh, I wish I'd have done this, wish I'd have done that. Yeah. It's irrelevant. It's what you do now and what you do in the future that counts. So, you know, that's the way forward. We had a meeting this morning. We've been talking about training and various other things, and I'm quite sure once everybody's had a chance to digest what we said and where we are, then we'll be making some announcements as a team on that.
Okay. Have you watched the fight back many times, Daniel?
A few times, yeah.
And as Martin said, that he believed you was up. Couple of the judges, I think, believed you was up as well. How did you read it when watching it back?
It's a close fight, from what I remember. It was a close fight. Maybe rounds were, some of them were even, some of them he won, some of them I won. It was close up until the 10th.
Martin, tactically on the night, what would you say went wrong for Daniel?
I would probably say when we got injured in the third round, from then on, you know, it changed the pattern of the fight. Obviously, Daniel had the bad eye and his depth perception changed quite a lot and he wasn't moving his head as much as he could have or should have. But listen, it's like everything. We can all analyse it and we'll all be clever after the fact. At the end of the day, he got an injury and he lost the fight. Mm. You know, that's what it is. It's how we, like Frank just said, it's how we move on from here. And, you know, we're going to try and move on from here and get down the best matches moving forward and still get into that position. That's the job.
Yeah,
sometimes you have to wear two hats, and, you know, that's how it is today.
I can remember with Amir Khan, when years ago, when he fought Breeders Prescott, and I did not want that fight. I had a big row, and I actually wrote to his dad, who insisted, they appointed a new trainer. I never even heard of the guy who was training him at the time, and they insisted on this opponent. And cuts a long story short, we all know what happened. He got absolutely... And I knew at the weigh-in, you can sometimes get that feeling at the weigh-in, I just didn't feel right about it. And I should have put my foot down, and I didn't. But what happened afterwards? Within two fights, he fought and won a world title. And that's really what we've got to look at, what we move on with. You know, he's a young man. He's not a not some, you know, 30-year-old, 32-year-old guy who's, you know, got he's not got miles on the clock, has he? He's, you know, he's there to be done. But and he's intelligent. He's a very intelligent fella, Daniel. And I think he just learned. He'll learn from it. And we, as I say, we move on. And once some decisions are made, decisions are finalised, that will hopefully be the best for him. And moving forward, we'll all do what we've got to do in our respective roles. You know, he's got his manager here, he's the fire, his dad's here as well with him. And obviously, me in picking the matches and guiding him.
That's it. Listen, losing one fight doesn't make you a bad fighter. You know, in all fairness, it's experience. And Dan was at the highest level that he boxed at. Obviously, so was Joe. They both put on a good performance, but there's always going to be one winner. You know, there's two unbeaten records on the line there that night. And that's what happens. You know, that's boxing.
And that's it. You can't, you know, and I'll tell you something. At the end of the day, the fans were very, very entertained. You know, you look from a fan's perspective, it was a bloody good fight. We'd all like to see that rematch, wouldn't we, down the road? I certainly would.
Yeah.
As a fan, I'd like to see that fight again. So it's there to be done. And it's all about, you know, Daniel re-establishing himself, and he will do that. He's boxing's been his life since he was a young boy. So he'll come through and do what he's got to do, and he's got a great team around him and advising him, and it'll be the best for him, as always.
Yeah, listen, you don't become a bad fighter overnight.
Well, no, the greats of the game have all lost.
That's it. So. Listen, it's a learning curve. He's a baby still, and that's no disrespect to Daniel. He's sitting there, he's a big man, but... You know, in boxing terms, he's a baby.
Martin, it's the first time I've spoke to you on camera as well since the fight. So I do want to ask about a point where the BT cameras picked up where you're saying this is the fight game. What was that about when you were telling Daniel?
Listen, we talk about great fighters, and we talk about, you know, what great fighters come through and the adversity, whether it be inside the ring or outside the ring. And most of the time, it's in both places. They have adversity going on outside the ring, and then you have your wars inside the ring. And that's the fight game, and that's what I was saying to Dan. We've talked about great fighters and how they become great fighters. And you only become a great fighter by having great opponents. Let's take nothing away from Joe. Joe's ticked all the boxes. Dan was in with a good opponent that night. He's in the fight game. You know, you know, this is it. This is where you've asked to be. This is where we've put you. That's, you know, you've got a minute to get your point across. And, you know, sometimes you need a little few trigger words. This is the fight game. This is it. You know, all the boys go through that in the corner. They've all, you know, but it's how you cope with that adversity and how you cope with what's going on. I mean, you know, his mind's probably screaming at him. He's hurt because of his eye, and we know he had a bad injury, but he coped with it. From 3 to 9, he was coping with it, but then it just got too much. You know, there's no shame in that. There's nothing
pain,
wrong in that.
Pain's pain. It's not UFC. You can't tap out.
Listen, you have the dentist touching your tooth, and then he says, yeah, it'll be all right in a minute. You think, fuck that, mate. Stop. It's just, you know, it's human nature.
But, as I keep saying, it's done.
It's done.
It's all of it is totally irrelevant to where we are.
Listen, it's history, yeah? It's history. It's part of his history that he's going to put right. Yeah. You know, and we can only put him right. Get that put right by putting him in the right fights.
Yeah.
So our job now is as a team is to make sure we get him the right fights and do that. Listen, your ego or whatever you want to call it goes out of it. This is the fight game. He's got a career. We've got to make sure we do the best with that career. That's our job as well. You know, like I said, personally,
where you laugh.
I phoned Frank on the Monday and I said to Frank, it's the best I've ever seen Dan look. Yeah. But 4 days sitting in an hotel stewing. You know, maybe that took the boil off it. I took the edge off it. I can't answer that.
Do you know what, though? It's a horrible word, excuse. But it's a pointless... pointless exercise. On the night, the result went the way it went. And that's the end of it. You can't... And I keep saying it. You can't change it. So, move on.
That's it. We move on and we do the best job we can now.
Just to say something, Frank, when I had a smirk on my face, I think that might be picked up on the camera, so someone might think there's someone asleep in the office. just the noise on the camera.
It's huge, you're having a kip behind the camera. You know that.
Was it that boring then, what I said?
Wasn't me. Yeah. Listen, you guys have made it clear, move on, talk about the future. Just one last thing I do want to ask Daniel. Of course, there was a lot of talk after the fight about the ending. When you look back at it, no regrets, you made the right decision?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Well, if he hadn't done, he may be blind in one eye.
Listen, if he had done, he would have pulled out at the end of that round. That was our shit or bust round. Listen, you have to have that sometimes in boxing. You know what I mean? That's the sport. The sport's brutal.
And at the end of the day, you know, it's his sight. And that's it.
That's it.
You know, I'd much rather him be sitting here now having this thing than rather than sitting here with a patch over his eye and he can't see out of one eye. He made the right decision. Mm. End of story. That's it.
And you were going to pull him out in the round
I'd
after
already
anyway.
Said to Ray Ball, who works in the corner with me, I said, we've got 3 rounds left in the fight. As I stepped down from the ring, I said, we've got 3 rounds left in the fight. I said, we've got 1 round left in that eye. If he'd have gone out and had a fucking tremendous round, don't get me wrong, I'd have hit me worse and let it carry on. But at that point in time, that's where I was. Listen, you can't make it up and change it. That's what I said.
And Daniel, obviously, through that decision, now you can not only get on with your career, but get everything back on track. I'm sure the hunger is burning more than ever. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I'd say, definitely. I want it more than ever, and training harder and just dedicate myself more than I was maybe before the fight and put things right.
Obviously, that hunger comes from what you've always wanted, to get to the top of the game.
Yeah.
Of course, after the fight, there was certain ex-fighters, fighters, promoters, etc., who criticised you heavily. Does that spur you on as well, or does that not really matter to you?
Of course it does. I want to prove them wrong and show the doubters they're wrong, they got it wrong, and I'm going to be back and stronger than ever.
A lot of that was ill-informed anyway. Yeah. You know, this knee-jerk thing, people say things with the benefit of the knowledge. And I've been guilty of that, by the way, in the past, so we all do it. But
with hindsight, you realise that sometimes, you know, keep your gob shut.
And that's it.
Well, that's what you told me the week after.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go, listen. It's a brutal sport. People get hurt. We don't want them getting hurt, you know, in a way that we could have protected them from. That's it.
So, Daniel, moving forward, obviously, you split with Martin in a training capacity. He's still your manager.
Yeah.
Can you talk me through that decision, please?
Well, just...
he'd had enough of me.
I broke, yeah.
Do you know what? I think there's something between them two. Yeah. And I think that's it. I mean, with the greatest respect, that's between them two. And I don't think they're going to be, you know, for whatever reason. I think it's... You know,
listen, we're still working together and we're going to still carry on working together.
And
that's it.
You know, as Martin said, it's... He's his manager, and it's always got to be the best for Daniel, and that's the same as us. Mm. So that's what we're working for, the best, you know, for him, and that's where we move it now.
And your training situation at the moment, what is that, Daniel?
I'm working with Jimmy Tibbs at the moment and waiting for his son Mark to come back after training with Billy Joe, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, so of course Mark will be away till around the first week of May when Billy has his fight. So you're all comfortable at the moment with training with his dad, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well, we've had a chat about training this morning, and the decision about the training will be made in the next few days or so. Yeah. We'll have a chat.
Okay.
And see where we go then.
And Frank, this is more of a question for the pair of you, really. You said a May return. You're targeting. Opponent-wise, can you give us anything?
No, we're looking at a couple of guys. Once we made a decision between the team, we've got a list of fighters, then we'll make our decision as to who it'll be.
Do you know what kind of level? Can you give us a hint?
It'd be the level that suits that suits however, you know, the position that we feel he's in. And he's only just got back in the gym. I think he's going to do a bit of sparring, you mentioned today. Tomorrow. And let's see how it goes.
Difficult to kind of pick an opponent or the level?
No, not really, because, look, Dan was operating at a high level. There's loads of really good heavyweights out there. Let's be fair, it's probably, as I've said before, the boxing is probably the healthiest it's been in years. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean,
so we've got loads of opponents to pick from. We've got loads of opportunities, and there's loads of good fighters.
It was a close fight. Two judges had him in front. It was what it was, and that was with a guy who's got a wealth of experience, silver medalist, who should have won the gold in the Olympics and so forth. And Joe's in a good position now. Mm. So he's in that, you know, that's the level where he's at, and he's a young man, so he'll come on again.
And Daniel, what has been discussed about a potential opponent for May you're all on board with?
Don't tell him.
No.
No, you're,
we're keeping
you're
it related,
yeah.
You're on board with what's been said, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to hear. So you're going to have your first spar tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Could that be with Johnny Fisher?
We've moved around already, but with someone
else. We'll see.
Yeah.
So what have you done so far in the gym?
Well, just, you know, it's been, this is probably the first week of sparring for tomorrow. We'll really start and I know where I am.
Ticking over.
From there, just ticking over.
I'm sure the first day that you got to have a little move around in the ring must have felt amazing, though.
Yeah, very exhilarating and it's the start of something. Something new and something good.
And I bet for May as well, the excitement's there to get back in the ring properly.
Oh yeah, definitely. Once I'm in training, I'm feeling good, I'm ready for a fight, and I'll know.
And hopefully in May we can have, it depends what day you go on May with Daniel, but we can have some fans back.
Well, it'll be towards the end of May if it's May. Fingers crossed. Okay. Fingers crossed. We want fans and everyone, atmosphere, don't we? That's what everybody, they write, you know, fighters rise to that, sportsmen rise to having an audience and the crowd there and the, you know.
We've seen it with football, haven't we?
Yeah, of course we have.
So it's good to hear the Triple D charge is still on.
Yeah.
It is. And he had a bump in the road and now get over that and move forward.
Bump in the road against a very good fighter, obviously one of the best amateurs to come out of the country.
Yeah.
Now you share the ring with Joe. I'm sure there's a tremendous amount of respect for him there, Daniel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. He's a good fighter and we wish him luck and you know, it was a good.
We're working on his fight right now.
Listen, he's another British heavyweight. We want him to go forward for British boxing, don't we?
Yeah, if you
want
to ask me now.
He made some nice comments about himself. Obviously, as I said, there was a lot of criticism from people in the game, but he was one of the ones that come out and stuck by you and defended you. Did you see them comments from Joe?
No.
He essentially said that you're a very good fighter, you made the right call in what you did, and he's glad your health's okay, and he said you're going to get to the top of the game. So what do you think about them comments from Joe?
Yeah, it was good, inspiring words, and you know, take it to heart and move forward.
Okay, before we close up, is there anything you guys would like to add?
No, all good.
No, all good. Yeah. Just looking forward to seeing back in action.
And announcing the opponent.
Yeah.
Oh, just on that, actually, when do you think we can expect an announcement about the date?
I would think in the next 10 days, 2 weeks, that'd be it, I think.
So, opponent, date.
Everything.
And also the training situation for this camp.
Will all
be revealed in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Martin Bowers, Frank Warren, Daniel Dubois, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV,
lovely.
And we look forward to the May return.
Yeah,
terrific.
Good game.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.